For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years working for the U.S. government as a Customs, Border, and Air Interdiction Officer. He retired as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
This week I attended Houston City Council meeting, and all I heard about was not enough money for parks and programs for kids, but plenty of money for the police to use arresting nonviolent drug offenders. They would do a better job of protecting the public if they quit supporting the failed drug policy imposed upon them by the Washington establishment, a policy that causes crime instead of reducing it. Recently, the state of Texas has been getting negative press about not funding state parks. Texas is not alone in its failure to fund them. Our national parks are not any better off, even though they are meant to be showplaces for the people from all over the world. The total amount of money spent in 2003 on the current failed drug policy chores by all state governments in the United States was reportedly, according to Bureau of Justice statistics, $185.4 billion. Approximately 61% of that, or $113 billion, was for drug violations. This spending has increased $28 billion since 1999. Do the math. End the failed policy and finance positive change in state parks, national parks, programs for kids, and public schools. Police departments from all over the country are crying out for more men and equipment to wage war on citizens. Public policymakers, not wishing to appear soft on crime, buckle to the status quo drug policy. For most in the public political sector, survival depends on agreeing with the failed policy. What we need is someone with backbone to step forward and do the right thing, admit the official war on drugs policy has failed, and in doing so, open the official doors for new dialogue and a positive change. Drugs are cheaper, more available, and of higher quality than they were 30 years ago. A program with a stated goal of reducing crime, drug addiction, and juvenile drug use has done the exact opposite. There is more drug crime, more teenagers selling drugs, and more dying from related causes than at the beginning of this failed public policy. The current policy causes crime instead of reducing it. It is a failure, and it is time for a change. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
The stated mission of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is to reduce the multitude of unintended harmful consequences resulting from fighting the war on drugs and to lessen the incidence of death, disease, crime, and addiction by ultimately ending drug prohibition. Their website, leap.cc, Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.